This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning on this beautiful sunny day, Miss Immel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and good morning to everyone listening. We thank you, as always, for being part of our listening audience. It's always a good thing when people stop and say, "Oh, Laurie, I listened to your show." And of course, Julie, with your ever wonderful ability to do social media for us, it's getting better. I got a phone call from a dear friend of mine who lives in Philadelphia. He and his father worked, Julie, for owned a business. His dad is now 96. And Bob is my dear friend, and they're both Bob Hackney. One is Junior, my buddy Bob, and he called me the other day to tell me that he listened to the show because he saw it on the Facebook page. So anyway, it was kind of nice. So a big shout out to my buddy Bob Hackney. I love him to pieces, and his father, who's one of my favorite guys ever in the whole world. And as a matter of fact, when my aunt Mary, I would talk about them. My aunt Mary lived in Bucks County, and they live in Jersey, but their business was always in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure exactly where it is now, but I think it's still in Pennsylvania. And my aunt Mary I would talk about them so much. My aunt Mary would say, "So how are the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost?" that was what she would say to me all the time. But they're wonderful people. So, and then a big shout out to my friend, Aaron Patrika. Aaron is an incredible guy who is a funeral director, and he is just a super, super dude. He is on the board of Broadway Theater League. He's one of our board members. And as you know, I'm contracted at Broadway, and oh, he's just a delightful guy. I love him to pieces. My sister had the pleasure of having to, and I say pleasure, not pleasure in what the outcome was, but to deliver flowers to a funeral. And my sister said they were the nicest people she's dealt with in a long time because it was in Luzerne County. And Barbara said, what a wonderful man. And he is. Aaron is. He'll call me. He's kind. He's generous. He was. His mom recently passed, and he was a wonderful son to his mom. And he's just one of the nicest guys you'll ever want to meet. So, big shout out to my dear friend, Mr. Aaron Patrika. He's a delight and listens all the time. So, love him to pieces. And so, Julie, I had a wonderful, crazy weekend. But before I talk about that, talk about the lovely note that you got and our
speaking of social media, our Which is Which contest that you did with your witch costume and mine.
Yes, well, it's been a busy week on social media, which is great. That's what we want. But I have to say, I'll talk about Which is Which in a minute, but I have to give a shout out and a sincere thank you to this sweet woman who emailed me a recipe that I had been looking for over the summer, and I didn't see the note until this week. And I felt terrible because the way I have my Facebook Messenger set up is to kind of funnel out the spam and the perverts, you know, so it goes, if somebody's not on my friend list, the message goes automatically into this folder, basically to forever be ignored by me because I just don't check that. And I don't know what made me look this week. There's messages that piled up in there, and all of it was nonsense except for this one from, let me look up her name, and I hope I pronounced this correctly, Carolyn Rocco Grande Mazur. Carolyn sent me the recipe for Hucklebuckle that I was talking about over the summer. My grandma used to make this dish every summer. She did tons of it for the church picnic for Myrtle Street Church, and it was blueberry and some kind of creamy filling and a cookie crust, and it was magical. And no one in the family has the recipe, and I couldn't find it in anything I had left from my grandma's house. And I must have spoken about this over the summer and then forgot about it. And I looked it up on the internet, and none of the recipes were quite right. I think it was a local thing. And God bless Carolyn. She took the time. She had that recipe. It's the right one. It's the same exact formula that my grandma used. And Carolyn doesn't know me. Took the time to type all this out and look me up. She had to find me online and then email it to me. And I thought that was just so sweet. So I immediately responded when I saw that great message mixed in with all the other things. And I apologized for being so tardy in my response. But she was very sweet. We had a nice little chat. She even sent me a picture of what the finished dish looks like. It looks just like what I remember, and I cannot wait to make it. So
good.
Wasn't that nice? Like a total stranger.
It was lovely. Yes. That people are so nice. Yes.
So nice.
People are listening to me, Julie, at the end of the show. People are listening. Be nice, right?
That was very nice of her. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone was very nice about our Which is Which contest, too, which we don't really have a prize for, but we should because this was so much fun. I figured it would be, you know, cute, and I thought a few people would like it, and that would be the end of it. You know, like social media, you don't know how it's going to go. So here's what we did for people who didn't get to see it or maybe don't use social media all the time. We posted a photo of you and a photo of me from our childhoods. We were both dressed as witches. We discovered recently that this was like our favorite costume as kids. We didn't know each other as children, but these pictures have an awful lot of similarities. The costumes are really similar. Because the photos were taken, I think, well, they're in the same decade, but they're not the same year. We know that. But the decor is, you know, from the same time period. And you really couldn't tell. It was very hard. We messed people up. Lori, we got them.
I know
we
it.
We stumped everybody. We said, who's who? I labeled them, which A,
and which B.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so this went on. Well, I had some great dialogue going with people. This went on all week because people would vote, and then I started messing with them because, you know, I'm like that. And I'm like, okay, but are you sure? How do you know? And even if they answered correctly, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you think so? Like, you know, and then just to be a real monster, I said, oh, yes, our doubt spell is working, casting doubt. Well,
yeah.
We just had people going nuts all week. So it was really fun and a nice little diversion right now. So I want to give a shout out to the first person to chime in was Linda Chuccio Fizzulo. I don't know Linda, but
who
I know
one of
you
my
do.
Best friends.
Yep, best friend since third grade. Yep.
Yes. And so she was the first one to hop online and cast her vote. Now, she didn't get it right, but she was the first one there, and she is very supportive of us and liking and following everything. So
I know,
we love her.
She's a doll.
A lot of madness went on, and then I posted it on my personal page, which is where we finally got the first correct vote. And the winner of the whole enchilada is Leslie Collins. Leslie, good job.
I know, it's great.
Leslie,
yeah.
Got it. Yes. But see, I think it was hard because not everybody knows both of us. So Leslie gets to see both of us in person on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that helped her. And Linda, I have never met in person, although I would like to after this week and, you know, seeing everybody's response. So I want to say thank you to everybody who played along with our silliness this week. It was a blast. And we should do something again similar. If you're not following our social media just yet, you know, please do. It's the Laurie Cadden Show on Facebook.
Well, we also have to announce which one it was, though, Julie. So I was with number
two. Well, it seems like that
that'd be nice,
24
Julie.
Hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so which? So you. I was which A, and you were which B.
Yeah,
and Randy, I was messing with Randy Williams last night. I told him he got it wrong, even though he got it right as one of the later. And he goes, really? And I messed with him. And I still, to this minute, haven't told him that I was kidding because I'm like, you didn't get it right.
And so anyway, and then my cousin Kathy, Cadden Joyce, going back and forth with her, she goes, I'm looking at it closer now, and it looks like her mouth, maybe it is Witch A because she probably has the wig on because, of course, I had a black wig on. So anyway, it was a lot of fun, and they were good memories. So thank you, everybody, for participating.
And, Julie, in the midst of all of that, of course, I had my crazy weekend of festivities last weekend. My son Sean and his fiancée, Katie, and her parents came in for the weekend to have a whirlwind of stuff for us to do. The entire weekend was packed. So we started with my beautiful niece, Mackenzie, who is my brother, Timmy, and his wife, Joanne, one of their twins. And Michaela and Mackenzie are my nieces, and Mackenzie was in town. So she came over and had coffee with me, and she stopped at a bakery. She was in Boston, and she stopped at a gluten-free bakery and brought me some goodies. God bless her. And she sat with me, and we had coffee on my deck because it was still such a beautiful day on Saturday. And then Sean and Katie got there, and we went to brunch at Mansour's. And from brunch at Mansour's, we went to three chapels. Both the Sacred Heart, the Madonna del Strada, I think it's how you say it, and maybe I'm saying it incorrectly, at the university. And then we went over to the chapel at Marywood. We also went to our dear friend Kathy Davis, who owns Over the Moon. And if you have never been, please go. They have an incredible store filled with so many wonderful things for home, for animals, for babies. It's just, I just love it there. And Kathy Davis is an avid listener, and so we thank you, Kathy Davis, for listening. And we had a great time registering them for their shower and their wedding, and then we left there, and that's when we went to the Marywood Chapel. And then we went home, and my sister Barbara had a beautiful early Saturday evening, had a beautiful party for Sean and Katie outside in her backyard. It was a little cool, but there were fires, and she has a fireplace, and we had heaters, and it was fire pits. It was just beautiful. We had a great time, great food. My son Tommy did all of the food, and Billy Lavelle did the homemade desserts, and we had a great night there. And then my aunt and uncle came in from New Jersey, which was so good to see them. And my uncle Gene Cadden and his wife Alice, my local uncle, whom I love. I love all of my aunts and uncles. They stopped in, and it was just such a great night. And then Sunday morning, early afternoon, we went up to Falls, Pennsylvania, or Tunkhannock, and had our tasting for Sean's wedding with Epicurean Delight, which is co-owned by my cousin Michelle Cadden, and we had a delightful afternoon, about almost 3 hours worth of going through appetizers and some of the things on the Mediterranean bar and the entrees and the dessert. It was a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. Of course, it was my first time ever doing something like that, and we had so much fun, and so the food was outstanding. The service was great. It was just a beautiful, it was a gorgeous day, so winding through those street, those back roads was just fabulous, and we were there. And then I came home for a little bit, got Sean packed up and ready to leave because Katie was flying out of Avoca to another date for a work, and then Sean got packed up, and then we went up to Deb Moran Peterson's house because Deb's birthday was the 27th of October, so big shout out and happy birthday to Deb Moran Peterson. And the Cultural Center did a beautiful post for her on, as she's the executive director there, on social media of Deb with her birthday cake and lots of fun. So it was a crazy weekend, but it was a wonderful weekend. It was boom, 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 but lots of fun and lots to look forward to Sean and Katie's wedding in June. So that was my weekend, and there we are, Jewel, finished under the gun here. Woof, that was good. Yeah, yeah. So we're all good, and big shout out to all of those places and things in Mansour's, which is where we're having Sean and Katie's rehearsal party dinner. So it's just so many wonderful things happening. So anyway, we are going to take a quick break. We have the lovely Chrissy Manuel calling us from UNC to talk about their Feed a Friend program that is coming up and in full swing to help families with through the holidays. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cat.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is my lovely producer, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Julie's going to tell you how you can get in touch with her if you need her. Jule, go ahead.
Sure, Laurie. You can learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. And with us, we have my dear friend who I absolutely love, 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 love. I had the pleasure of doing some work last year with UNC and working directly with Chrissy Manuel, who is the Director of Development and Communications at UNC, and the lovely Shannon Cusick, who I adore as well, who is not on with us, but Chrissy is. And we're here to talk a little bit today about the wonderful program that UNC does at this time of the year called Feed a Friend. It is in its 40th year of going strong in this community and helping people get their have the dignity of getting a card in their hand and going to shop at some local grocers where they can use that card to buy what they need for the holidays, as well as the wonderful food pantry that is located next to the Progressive Center on Olive Street in Scranton, one of UNC's buildings, which is open year-round, Monday through Friday. And at this time of the year, everybody needs more, and they try to stock those shelves. So we have lots to tell you about the 40th anniversary of Feed a Friend. Who helps it? It is through with in conjunction with WNEP, and they are the agency that is directly responsible for this UNC with the wonderful work that WNEP does on a yearly basis for you, Chrissy. And let's talk a little bit about that. So first of all, welcome, and so excited. This is 40 years and going strong there, kiddo. But a lot of work goes into it. So why don't you tell our listening public what they how they can help and where this all takes place.
Sure, and thanks, Laura. Thank you so much for having me on. You know, you helped me the first Feed a Friend campaign that I worked on personally last year. You helped me with that, so I appreciate that. But this is the 40th year of the Feed a Friend campaign, and it's the UNC has been doing the Feed a Friend campaign since, you know, the beginning of Feed a Friend, which is all, you know, extends beyond Lackawanna County, but we are the recipient and the distributor of Feed a Friend, of the Feed a Friend campaign for all of Lackawanna County. So, yeah, it's really exciting. Last year we helped over 1,500 families. 1,500 families received a Thanksgiving meal through getting the grocery store gift card, which they could then use to go and purchase holiday meal for their families. But the other side of that is also a food collection, and people probably are used to seeing it. They've been seeing it for years. We have over 75 locations, which are everything from grocery stores like Garrity's Grocery Store to many of the schools, Scranton High School, West Scranton High School, and to so many different businesses around the area that are collecting food for Feed a Friend, which then goes and stocks our pantry and helps keep our pantry stocked through the busy holiday season, because, you know, Thanksgiving is just the beginning of it. And we know with, you know, leading up to Christmas and the holidays, especially for families with children, it's just, it can be a really stressful and hard time financially for people.
Yeah, Chrissy, it's amazing. I mean, I those big barrels and that are always chock full, and I know when that gets full, you get a call and your organization has to go pick it up and then bring it back, which I'm sure is thrilled when you see such a haul with all of this food, because I've been in grocery stores where I see that and think, oh my God, this is wonderful. They're non-perishable items that can go right there and get right over to that pantry to help the families. It's so important, especially, I mean, all year, but especially when food is so central during the holidays that they need to have that for their children and their family. How do they go about, Chrissy, being able to qualify to be helped, not at the food pantry first, but to get a card for them to shop? And name a few of the stores, if you would, Chris, who are participating in this.
Sure. So just a few of the stores. Garrity Supermarket is one of them, and Wegmans, and they both collect food. And Garrity's actually, they do, you might have seen them, like the brown bag where, like, for $10 you purchase the bag and you put it right into the barrel. And I can tell you it's a lot more than $10 worth of food. So it's really great. It's a nice selection of food that you make the $10 purchase and, you know, you've made a donation to the food pantry.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a really, really nice thing. But as far as families, so families can register to participate, be a recipient of Feed a Friend at our community services department every day. So Monday through Friday, starting on Monday, November 4th, they can register between 9 and 5. They just need to come into the office there, and what they need to bring, let me just tell you, They just need the names of everyone in their family, date of birth, social security numbers, and household income. And those, they need those items to register. So they'll sit down very quickly with a case manager there who will get them registered, and they'll get their gift card right on the spot. So that is one way that they can register. We do have a number of other locations that are doing registrations, particularly up in the Carbondale area, so you don't have to come down to Scranton. We have a bunch of registrations set up at St. Rose Church. So that's on November 6th, November 13th, and November 21st. And the best way is just to go to our website, which is www.uncnepa.org, and you can see all the information on the registration locations. But there's other registration locations within our agency, so if the community services department is not most convenient to you, we have registration in South Scranton at our Cedar Avenue location. So like I said, the best way is just to look at the website, and you can find out where, or you can just call too. You can call our agency, and anyone will help you figure out the closest, most convenient place for you to come in and register.
And what's that number, Chrissy?
That is 570-343-8835. And that's our there community services office, and they'll help walk you through it.
And Chris, clearly, if you gave away 1,500, you were able to help 1,500 families last year. Getting this out, the information to the families, mm-hmm. and word of mouth, I'm sure that's another way of everybody knowing what's out there. It certainly gets to them, because to have served 1,500, that's quite a large amount of families who were able to be helped by UNC. And I don't know if they do this anymore, so but I'm asking, does Wegmans, they used to do, if I remember correctly, they used to do where they would round up, if you were buying something, they would say, do you want to round up your, or make a donation? Do they do that at all anymore, or is it strictly just the donation part?
I think it's just the donation. I don't think that they're doing that. Although, you know, the cool thing is like people, businesses always surprise us with things that they decide to do. And, you know, we just, you know, donations come in from businesses who just, you know, get the spirit, and they are like, I'm going to do this round up thing, or I'm going to do this extra collection. So, we'll see what, does come in.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Sometimes
people that you don't they just surprise you with it. So, Chrissy, you have mm-hmm. the letters. The letters have gone out recently for donations because, mm-hmm. of course, to be able to do this, you need to have the money, you need a goal, you need to to get to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. So the letters went out, you said, about 2 weeks ago. So how can people donate, and what is it just a general ask? Are there tiers of giving? And who are some of your wonderful people who have given you, because you're about a third of where you need to be. So who's doing it, and how can they?
So we have, I will say that like the bulk of the donations come from individual families who want to donate and sponsor a family in Lackawanna County. So we've already received in about a couple hundred, almost 200 donations so far. And the bulk of them are families who are just sponsoring a family. So we say like $50 sponsors one family, $500 sponsors 10 families. So like there are tiers, I'm always surprised at the generosity of just individual families who this is something that they do every single year. But we also, you know, a lot of businesses send in donations as well. So we get, you know, donations from businesses, and people do different, you know, third party fundraisers for us. So for example, next week, and I will be putting this all over social media soon, but next Thursday, Lynn Sandys is doing one of two days where they're donating purchases of pie cupcakes that they created just for us. So they're like apple pie, like pumpkin pie.
Man.
And if you purchase those cupcakes on that next Thursday, half of the cost of the cupcake comes back to UNC. So there's a lot of neat, you know, third-party fundraisers that people are doing for us.
Yeah, and the best thing about the third party, which we've talked about, Chris, all those mm-hmm. times together, is that the work mm-hmm. is placed – the labor part of it is placed, and the creativity is often it's placed on the person who's making the donations for you. And so you have to try to promote it and get it out there. But they are some of the best things you can do are third party fundraisers, because it's a way of helping with your own creativity, but yet you benefit the organization. And like you said, even people who pop up and say, hey, we did this for you, here's a check, or and you didn't even know they were doing it, and they come up with a check. So it's always a wonderful thing to be able to get. And Chrissy, this 40 years of working, of you being the agency to work with WNEP and the Feed a Friend program, you can't pass those barrels up. And you said, Chrissy, you have 75 drop-off locations. So, wow. I mean, and that's all over the place. 75 different locations. That's huge.
Yep, and it keeps growing. I mean, every year new businesses get involved. But we also have, like, all of this, like, so many of the schools do donations, our drop locations. And the kids get involved, and they do fundraisers, and they do different things. Some of the businesses, Dempsey Uniform, they do a competition between departments to see who could bring in the most food. And then they weigh the food, which is really fun. It's like they invite us out to it. It's a really fun time. Burgers Furniture, they do like a special day where they get a DJ. Then they do this on their own. They get a DJ to come in, and they do a food drive, and then they do a raffle, and then people win a gift card for burgers. So like people do, like these really creative things to help raise funds, and it becomes a part of like what's, you know, something they do to kick off the holidays, which is really great. So, and it's so,
I love it.
It's just so critical to what we do at UNC. It's just something above and beyond that we can do for our clients at that time to just ease some of that holiday burden and make it so people can maybe, you know, who have a job that maybe they can take the day off that day to spend with their family because, you know, they have this little bit of extra help that, you know, just makes it a little less stressful, they can spend time with their kids.
And Chrissy, I think we should stress too that $10 bag, brown bag purchase at Garrity's, as you said, which is so important to point out, it's well over $10 worth of food that you're able to, you know, have Garrity's throw in there for you. So if you think about that and you want to throw an extra $10 at it, you don't have to do the shopping. You don't have to, they do it for you. Just purchase the bag. That makes it so easy when you're there buying your own groceries to be able to contribute. I think that's a wonderful idea.
It's so great. And it's like a nice combination of things that you would want on, like that many people would want on the table for Thanksgiving or a big holiday meal. And it's probably at least $20 worth of food that you're able to, you know,
to get
donate
that.
I mean, that's make great. A bigger impact. Yeah. Absolutely.
There you go. Well, keep on doing the work. If you want to donate, please, please, please give Chrissy a call and help them out with anything with Feed a Friend. Again, 40 years of the incredible work that WNEP has done to get the community aware of this wonderful program, as well as UNC being the agency that puts it all together and gets it done and gets the work done, and then able to share with the community that needs help to put food on the table for their family and their children at the holidays. So Chrissy, thank you for coming on and talking about this, and we'll keep going with it, and hopefully everything gets to where you need it to be goal-wise and that people are taken care of in this holiday season. So thank you for all your work, and give that number,
Chrissy, again,
how they can get in touch with you.
They can call 570-343-8835 if they are interested in registering to be a recipient, to be part of the program. And they can call 570-878-5643 if they would like to get in touch with me as far as a business or someone who wants to contribute to the program.
There you go. All right. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much. We will see you again real soon. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
And come
you
on
too.
Again. You're a delight. You're a delight. Talk
thank
to you,
you
real
thank
soon.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work. And come on, Northeastern Pennsylvania, chip in. We need it. And these people do wonderful work for wonderful families. So we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And Julie DeImmel is the producer of this show and the social media queen. And Julie can tell you best what she does at Julie DeImmel Communications.
Thanks, Lori. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more, you can just visit my website at juliedeimmel.com.
Thanks, Jewel. And with us is the lovely Camille Reinicke, who is the number one role. She wears many hats, and I can attest to this because I worked at the Scranton Cultural Center for a million years as well, and I know that in any nonprofit, there are so many hats worn, but I'm going to tell you what she does, because you're going to tell me that long title you have, Camille, but I will tell you that she's the director of the youth theater program at the Scranton Cultural Center. But Camille, your other role, give that correct title, please, honey.
So I am the SEC Arts and Education Outreach Manager. And thank you so much for that nice introduction.
Well, you're a doll. You're the sweetest kid, and you do. And I say kid, I say that fondly and lovingly. She's a wonderful young lady and does a great job there. And I know we talked about Deb a little bit before because it was her big birthday, and she had her nicely celebrated by you guys. And she was so, just so you know, Camille, she was so delighted by the attention that you guys paid to her for her birthday, and it was lovely. The picture was beautiful.
Well, she truly deserves it.
Yeah,
she truly deserves
it.
I mean, she does so much for our organization throughout every year, so it's just important that we celebrate her each year. And, of course, it's near Halloween, so it was a fun little autumnal birthday celebration. So it was a good time.
And speaking of Halloween, Camille, you just had a wonderful program that you plan on doing now on a yearly basis to benefit the youth theater program. So tell everybody about what happened with that.
We did. Yes, we had our first ever family-friendly Halloween bash, which was so much fun, and I was just delighted to organize this event because it's my favorite holiday, and it was a fundraiser for our youth theater programs, which made me even more excited to be a part of it. It was just a really great night. Everyone was tearing up the dance floor. We had a live DJ, a photo booth. There was some great food and, of course, tons of candy.
We had
a costume contest. It was so much fun. And we all agreed, all the staff that was working, we all agreed that we can't pass up doing this again and again. So we'll definitely be planning something even bigger and better for next year.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful because people love, and if you noticed, which Julie and I have spoken about, everybody who kind of goes all out in their home decorating the outside of their house with skeletons and witches and lights and just everything. It's just really, really, people put as much, some houses are as well decorated and themed thematic as Christmas. So it's pretty interesting. So that's a good thing. And from a programmatic standpoint, Camille, that's a good one to add to the list at the Scranton Cultural Center. And speaking of adding to the list of programs, you have a wonderful breakfast with Santa coming up, and that's always a huge, huge thing. People love it. They can never get enough of it. I know a million years ago when I was in an organization called the Lackawanna Lawyers Auxiliary, which was mothers and wives of lawyers in the Lackawanna Bar Association, and we did a breakfast with Santa at the Radisson so many years ago. It sold out every year. It was so much fun and so creative. And so every time I see one, I think fondly of taking my children who are now 30 and 35 to go to breakfast with Santa and how much fun. And the Cultural Center is the perfect spot for it. So talk a little bit about what's going to happen, the date, and how you can sign up, because God knows, Camille, the reservations fill up very quickly.
Oh, definitely. This is a hugely popular event, and it's our third time doing it in this format, and it is so much fun. It is definitely our coziest event of the year because it's just so festive and fun, and it's so great to see all of the families and everyone in their beautiful Christmas attire, and of course the big guy himself is there. So it's really just such a fun event, and we have our youth theater program kids that do a great performance, and then we invite all of the kids from the community to come up and carol with us. So it's truly just a really fun festive event, but it is wildly popular, like we were saying. So tickets will go on sale on Monday, November 4th at 10 a.m. And last year we sold out in just about 24 hours. So we're expecting to have a big rush when we go live with the tickets.
And how best to get your tickets, Camille?
Well, I think you can either stop by our box office or you can go to Ticketmaster.com and search for the event, or you can just go to our website, which is sccmt.org, and there will be some information there. But I definitely wouldn't delay to get your ticket request in. I'll also leave the phone numbers in case people want to call. So it's 570-344-1111. That's the number to call to access our box office.
And Julie will also include that when she puts it on social media, too, for you from our standpoint. So that'll be great. And then the prices, Camille, for Breakfast with Santa are?
So it's $30 for an adult. Kids are $20, and that's kids ages 2 to 12. And then it's for kids 1 and under are free. And I think that is absolutely a lot of bang for your buck. I mean, the food spread that Downtown Deli does is just incredible. It's such a great spread. There's a hot chocolate station. They really, everyone just does such a great job, all of our community partners for that event. So I think that's a pretty good price.
Tell me what the day looks like, Camille. Tell me what the day consists of, the morning when you come in for breakfast. Obviously breakfast, and you said the hot chocolate. What do kids, what can they do while they're there? What are some of the activities?
So you walk in, and the lobby is typically beautifully decorated, but with our lovely Christmas tree. And then you go into the ballroom, and it's just so beautifully decorated. The kids, I usually have our youth theater program kids performing right when you walk in the door. So you're hit in the face with wonderful Christmas music, and it's just, you're immediately in that Christmas atmosphere and environment. So there's great music. Of course, Santa makes his big appearance, and there's a photo op with Santa. Sometimes there are some craft activities, and then wonderful food. The day goes by really quickly. It's going to be December 15th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., and those hours just fly by.
Yes. And you know what, Camille, you're still in these type of things. It's always good to kind of feel your way around some added things. You think, hey, maybe we can throw this and we can throw that. And it's all kind of a hit or miss thing that works or doesn't. And you think, maybe this year we'll try that. But it's a lot of fun just because the kids get to come in there and they get to experience a delicious, as you said, the Downtown Deli is one of my favorites anyway. What they provide, and I know, not that I've been to your event because I don't have children that are that age or grandchildren yet, hint, hint, Sean, but I think that we know from what I hear that everything is just wonderful from people participate, from the staff, from Deb. She tells me, oh, my God, the food is outstanding. And then these kids get to come in, and let's face it, the kids want to come and run around and have fun and enjoy, and probably the hot chocolate's more fun for them because, you know, kids and food, it's the adults that really love it. But the point is that they do such a great job, and I'm sure they make it, a very child-friendly menu so that kids enjoy and want what they get
as
well.
Absolutely.
But just having that ability to do that in that beautiful, beautiful building so that through the years, kids who are driving by when they're older can think, I used to go to breakfast with Santa there. So it's just kind of a nice way to look at it and bring back memories for the family. And also, and we talk about this, Camille, all the time, the memories that are created at that place, whether it's dancing, whether it's performing on stage, going to breakfast with Santa, your youth theater program that you have, all those things bring back memories to people who have been there and done that, so to speak. So when you have your youth, I know you have some stuff going on with that program, and
always,
I know that you do a camp in the summer. Talk a little bit about what's coming up in that with that group of kids that you were able to bring in and teach theater to.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right about the experiences you have in that building are just memorable. I mean, typically you're there to either celebrate something or for a big performance, and any chance you get when you're, especially when you're young, to be a part of something in that building, like, it's just hard to forget that, and it stays with
right.
you. I know for me, like, when I was growing up, getting to perform on the stage was such an exciting thing, mm-hmm. or getting to see performances in the theater. So now that I get to serve as the director of the program, and I'm constantly working with younger kids to put on these productions, it's such a fulfilling experience for me. A full circle moment. So we have so many exciting productions coming up with our youth theater program. I'm very excited for our younger division is presenting Finding Nemo Kids in December. And they are so excited. The rehearsals have been going really well, and the kids are doing a great job. That will be December 13th and 14th. And that's our younger kids, so that will be presented on the fourth floor in Shopland Hall. But it should be such a fun, colorful show, and the kids are just so talented. For as young as they are so talented. It's incredible. And our older division kids are working on, it's sort of a newer musical. It's a little lesser known. It's based on the Percy Jackson book series. It's called The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, and it
wow.
is such an incredible story. It's all Greek mythology, and it tells the story of these kids who are going on this epic quest. It feels very much like Harry Potter. I have not read the Percy Jackson books, but I am a huge Harry Potter fan, and definitely get the same vibes with Percy Jackson as I do with Harry Potter. So I'm always drawing parallels
to
it during rehearsal. Yeah, it's like the music in The Lightning Thief is very rock forwards. It's just fun to get to see the kids performing those big rock numbers, and it's written for kids their age, and it's just such a great show.
I love it. And then, Camille, you also do a summer program every year, too. How long do those camps last, your camp programs?
We do. We just had our 11th annual summer camp back in July and August, and the camp itself typically runs for 6 weeks. And then we break it down into smaller sections. So, you know, the really diehard fans are there for all 6 weeks. But then some kids just pick
That's
and
wonderful.
Choose the sessions that work best with them. But it was a great camp, and of course we'll do it again this coming year. We also have our spring production coming up, which we announced is Shrek the Musical. And everyone is super excited for that because it's, you know, who doesn't love Shrek?
I know.
So we're super excited for that performance as well. And if you're listening and you're thinking that you want to get your kids involved, that production, we haven't opened registration for yet. So if you time it right, you know, that fills up quickly as well. But if you time it right, you can
yes.
get your kids involved in Shrek the Musical. We'll be opening registration in February. So I always tell people, if you want to get on our mailing list, you'll know right when registration opens. So that's sort of
there
the best way to ensure that you are up to speed on what's going on and you can register your kids right away.
There you go, kiddo. And tell everybody a little bit more about the, just to round this out, Breakfast with Santa, did you say a date or is it coming up?
I'll say it again.
Yeah, do it
yeah,
again,
so it's,
please, yes.
So our third annual Breakfast with Santa at the Scranton Cultural Center is December 15th at 11 a.m. Tickets will go on sale on Monday, November 4th at 10 a.m.
That's it. Yep.
And they will sell out, so make sure you get your seats reserved quickly.
There you go. You know, we just did another session before you with UNC, and did she say the 4th? Because I was trying to remember. So, yes, I was going to say opens on the 4th. I thought, I better ask her because I don't know if I got that right. So, yes. So, everything's available for Breakfast with Santa. The ticket prices, again, Camille, are?
So it's free for kids 1 and under, $20 for ages 2 to 12, and $30 12 and up.
There you go. Well, Camille, thank you for all of your wonderful work that you do there, and we look forward to seeing you. Julie and I both love you to pieces, and we're happy you're on, and you're just such a very loving, kind. I love the way your inflections, you're just very soothing to talk to. So thank you for doing this. Keep up all your good work and happy baking, Camille. Get back to that because you're too good at that. Keep that going.
Thank you so much. Well, Laurie, it's always such a privilege and a pleasure to talk to you and Julie. So I'm just honored to be here today. Thank you so much for having me. And if you ever need me to hop on the radio, I'm always welcome to join you anytime.
Perfect.
To join you anytime.
Thank you, honey. Well, everybody else out there, have a wonderful, you're welcome. Everyone, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. And we'll talk to you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.